From cesarean sections to chemotherapy, antibiotics make much of modern medicine possible by keeping bacterial infections at bay. That is why the growing bacterial resistance to those drugs is so worrying. The United Nations estimates that by 2050, infections with drug-proof bacteria could claim up to 10 million lives a year, more than double the current toll. A problem with tackling such resistance is that scientists have an incomplete sense of how it arises. One way is essentially random. A chance mutation in a particular bacterium may make a certain drug less lethal. If that bacterium survives a dose of treatment, its descendants will inherit that same resistance. But the speed at which bacterial drug resistance spreads means that cannot be the whole story. I always felt there were additional mechanisms of evolution, and probably more powerful ones, says John Chen at the National University of Singapore. In a paper in Cell, Dr. Chen and his colleagues identify one such mechanism. It centers not on the bacteria themselves, nor the viruses that are known to infect them, but on yet more rudimentary genetic parasites that exploit these viruses in turn. The fact that bacteria can transfer genes horizontally to other unrelated bugs, as well as vertically to their offspring, is well known. Some are exchanged via small loops of DNA called plasmids. Others are transmitted by bacteriophages, specialized viruses that infect bacteria. When a phage latches onto a bacterium, its DNA forces the bacterium to make more copies of the virus until it bursts. Sometimes, small fragments of bacterial DNA can be erroneously included with the new viruses. If they infect another bacterium, the hitchhiking DNA can end up integrated into the new host's genome.